From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, June 13th. Chico's newest downtown arcade and bar is closing its doors this month after only 1 year of being in business. CoinOp announced on its Facebook page its last day would be Sunday, June 30th. The California chain did not explain why it had decided to close its Chico location, but said it was grateful to those who frequented the business. This comes amid news of several other recent business closures downtown, like Gnarly Deli and Mr. Copy. And in other news, local band Pheasant Club is playing at Argus tonight. Named after a dive bar in Biggs, the band is made up of four musicians from the Chico music scene who have combined their talents.
We're all pretty familiar with each other as musicians, and I feel like it's a pretty good mixture of like what we all do separately. Yeah. You know, there's a little bit of everybody in there.
That's drummer Eric Elliott. The band is led by his wife and lead songwriter Aaron Lizardo. This week, the band unveiled their gloomy synth-heavy creation, The Lace, which was written by Lizardo.
It's dreamy. It's like you're going on a dream journey. I tend to write real free association, and it just kind of came out, and then it's just a song.
Pheasant Club will be joined at Argus Bar and Patio with acts West by Swan and Sacramento's Loose Choir. A controlled burn that was scheduled for yesterday at the Chico Airport was delayed due to weather conditions. It's now scheduled for today, from 9 this morning until 5 in the evening. The fire department warns residents they may see smoke until sundown. The burn is intended to help reduce fire risk by reducing vegetation. It's also partly a training exercise and a discouragement to wildlife in the area that can disrupt airport operations. Poor weather conditions today could cause another delay. And residents trying to beat the heat during this week's triple-digit temperatures should be wary of swimming in rivers. This week's heat wave is scorching much of the North State, but just because it's hot outside doesn't mean rivers are too. Shasta County officials told the Reading Record Searchlight that snow from the mountains is melting and swelling rivers. This icy water hasn't had time to warm over the summer months, which spells danger for swimmers. Cold water can cause a loss of muscle control, and fast-flowing currents can sweep swimmers away quickly. The Searchlight reports bodies of water in Whiskeytown and Shasta Lake are running fast and high, causing issues for even the most experienced swimmers. If you do choose to boat or swim, officials advise wearing life jackets and watching for debris. Swimmers should also not swim alone, and adults should keep an eye on children at all times when near bodies of water. Also, accessory dwelling units or mother-in-law cottages are an increasingly important housing option in many communities in California. But a new study suggests illegally constructed ADUs may be outpacing legal ones. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
Even with liberalized building codes, a large number of ADUs are built without permits. The Chico Enterprise Record reports that a new study by Stanford University found that in San Jose, the number of illegal ADUs outpaced legal ones by 3-1. And it's a worrisome trend statewide. That can be a difficult proposition for owners, for cities, and for tenants. Owners may be hit with unanticipated future costs. They may discover insurers won't cover an unpermitted unit. The building department may require them to bring their ADU up to code, or a potential buyer may take a pass because they don't want to risk liability. And tenants can be at risk. Unpermitted units may not have been safely constructed. The Chico Enterprise Record reports officials in Paradise and Chico say they haven't seen much of a problem with illegal ADUs, but it can be difficult to determine the scope of the issue. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Finally, Butte County has announced a new program to provide no-cost building plans that are suitable for disaster recovery housing. The county will hold four community meetings about the prototype plans that include tiny homes, accessory dwelling buildings, and primary dwellings of up to 1,200 square feet. The county says six prototype floor plans will be available to view at the meetings, but only three will ultimately be chosen for the program. Officials from the county's Planning, Building, and Environmental Health divisions, as well as Butte County Fire, will be on hand to answer questions. The first meeting is this evening from 6 to 8 at the Magalia Community Center. Others will take place later this month in Concow, Berry Creek, and Oroville. And those are your headlines for Thursday, June 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ivanora Grove.